Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of 5-minute releasing affirmations. Now, today we're diving into something that's close to my heart, mindful parenting. Because let's face it, raising kids is a wild ride, right? It's full of love, laughter, and sometimes, well, epic meltdowns. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those ups and downs with more grace and ease? That's where mindful parenting comes in. It's not about being perfect, because who even aims for that when it comes to parenting? It's about bringing a sense of awareness and intention to our interactions with our little humans. And trust me, it can make all the difference in creating a happier, more harmonious family life. So, what are some key takeaways from mindful parenting? Number 1. Breathe. Seriously, take a moment before you react to that tantrum or whine. A deep breath can shift your whole energy and help you respond instead of just reacting. Remember, kids mirror our emotions, so if we're calm and centered, they're more likely to be too. Number 2. Listen actively. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and truly hear what your child is saying. Even if it seems like gibberish or a complaint about something completely trivial, acknowledge their feelings. It shows them that you value their perspective and makes them feel seen and heard. Thirdly, embrace imperfection. Let go of the idea that you need to have all the answers or be the perfect parent. We're all learning and growing, and it's okay to make mistakes. In fact, those moments can be some of the most valuable opportunities for teaching and bonding. Number 4. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the daily chaos and forget to appreciate the little things. Take a moment each day to express gratitude for your children, for their laughter, their quirks, even their messy bedrooms. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant. And lastly, number 5. Remember self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of your own well-being physically, emotionally, and mentally is essential for being the best parent you can be. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a good book, a walk in nature, or simply a quiet moment to yourself. Ever felt like you were constantly on edge, ready to snap at the slightest provocation? You know that feeling when you're running around trying to get everything done, but your kids are testing your patience every step of the way. That was me for years. Then I started incorporating mindfulness into my parenting routine. Now, instead of getting sucked into those frantic spirals, I take a deep breath, remember to listen actively, and try to see things from my child's perspective. It's amazing how much that simple shift can change everything. The meltdowns are still there, of course, but now we handle them with more grace and understanding. We even have some laughs along the way. It's about finding that balance between being firm and loving, between setting boundaries and giving space for their emotions to be heard. So remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up with intention and presence. It's about creating a safe and supportive environment where your children can feel loved, valued, and empowered to grow into their best selves. And that's what truly matters, right? A family life filled with love, laughter, connection, and the occasional shared pizza night. Until next time, keep breathing, keep listening, and keep releasing those things that don't serve you. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.